Station, WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a new legal effort to stop the Government of Efficiency Office from shuttering agencies and funding.
The lawsuit's been filed in federal court in Maryland by more than 24 staffers and contractors at USAID who claim their lives have been upended by Elon Musk and his Doge team. The suit seeks the reversal of Musk's and Doge's actions and a formal determination by the courts that they're operating in violation of the Constitution. The filing alleges a violation of the Appointments Clause, noting that no one at Doge is serving in a role created by Congress, nor have any of them been confirmed by the Senate.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump signed an executive order today on reciprocal tariffs with its trading partners, saying the U.S. will impose the same amount of duties that other countries add to goods. The president hosting India's leader today at the White House. Heavy rain in Southern California and up and down the coast could lead to flooding on those burn-scarred areas in L.A. County, and another round of snow and ice on the way in the Northeast and Midwest. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Harry Dunn, author, activist, and former U.S. Capitol Police officer, has called out legislators, candidates, and leaders who do not condemn the over 1,500 pardons issued for the January 6th insurrectionists by President Donald Trump.
Listen, anytime I get the opportunity to push back against individuals that are downplaying, whitewashing, diminishing, flat-out lying, or trying to erase what happened that day, what me and my coworkers went through, that fails to condemn these pardons. That should be easy. That should be easy. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong.
Dunn was in Green Bay Wednesday speaking at the Greater Green Bay Labor Council and encouraging people to get involved in democracy locally. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has denied a request to recuse herself from the case challenging the constitutionality of Act 10. Justice Protasiewicz had previously expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional while she was campaigning for the seat back in 2023. However, she says she can act impartially in this case. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn did recuse himself from the case after helping former Governor Scott Walker write the law. A Dane County ruling found that Act 10 violated equal protection guarantees for public employees. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court has declined to hear the case about the anti-union law. For now, the court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to teachers and nurses and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court before it's considered by the state Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future matters.
Baseball, the Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, continuing into Saturday afternoon. Accumulations of 4 to 7 inches, winter weather advisories in effect. Right now it's 13.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's okay. So, you stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board today, girl.
Doing some extra duty today.
Oh, working hard. We do appreciate it. We got some sound that she cut up while she was, I mean.
I can multitask.
So good. So good. Thank you, Jess. And folks, you can join us as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots and lots and lots to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on in the state of Wisconsin. A lot going on the national circuit as well. And the gift for today.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. This is, I mean, is this the universe's gift for us? I mean,
is,
you know,
it?
it's been a little odd these last few weeks with all the goings on in the new administration and all the stuff. And it's just good to see an old familiar face come back.
Is it familiar? It looked
a
little different.
It did. It looked like the mustache has abandoned him.
It's finally fallen off.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so bad, mm-hmm. His mustache left.
It ran away.
I'm talking about Eric Hovde. Yes, Eric Hovde is back in the news. Why, you say? That's a great question. Why? What? What could he possibly have to say? Oh, yeah. He's, according to the Journal Sentinel, cites debunked claims and questioning his 2024 election loss to Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Tammy Baldwin doing a fine job today asking some very pertinent questions to Linda McMahon, former, Small Business Association under the last Trump administration?
The first go-round.
And now she's going to be, education?
Right. Right.
We have some sound of Tammy Baldwin asking some pretty tough questions of Linda McMahon. But I digress. Eric Hovde.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sound. Let's just dive into the sound. This is our precious gift. A precious gift from Jess to me, from me to you. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, every time you start out with some stuff like that, a lot of people are saying. I read it on the internet. Twitter said, I saw this Facebook post. Uh-huh. I think you said an Instagram meme.
I've heard.
I mean, some people say, let's hear what a lot of people are saying, according to the mustache-less Eric Hovde.
I've had an overwhelming response by people that I meet on the street or at events or emails that I'm sent or texts or handwritten letters. A lot of people are very upset what happened that night as it pertains to my race.
Yeah, you lost.
That I may have been robbed.
Oh,
look,
robbed.
At 1 a.m., most people were congratulating me, and it looked like I had won with 93-94% of the vote in. And then, as we all know, at 4:30 a.m., 120,000 absentee ballots were dropped in Milwaukee.
Dropped.
And
counted, tabulated.
Got an amazing 85%.
Yeah.
Pretty improbable.
Pretty.
not if you look at the history of Milwaukee's voting.
I know.
You wanted to represent this state, Hovde. It would do you some good to know a little bit about it.
It's just not the same without the mustache. To start out, all the different ways he's been communicating with people. I mean, wow, man.
By email, by phone, by in person, letter? Handwritten letters?
Morse code, smoke
telegraph?
Signals?
Telegraph?
Telegram? Singing telegram? I gotta dance! You're my dad, and I love you.
You promised.
I'm singing a song.
You promised no more of this.
I didn't promise. Oh, he did. He promised.
No, you promised no more of the singing on the radio.
Oh, that's right. Well, I was a little elf for you. Eric Hovde, number one. Many, many, many ways he communicates. And, he just runs into people on the street, and they tell him. Do they recognize you without the mustache? So come on, I don't believe it. He did say, though, I believe Hovde said, well, he wasn't going to go through this whole recount thing because it costs money and spent enough money and didn't want to divide people. But now he's coming out, what, in February?
Yeah.
And saying the same election denier trash. What a lot of people are saying.
A lot of people, Dom.
You lost an election. It was a close election. But you lost. And a lot of people are going to be upset. And probably the folks that are coming up to you like you. You know what I mean? Like, they voted for you. They are expressing.
They're part of your echo chamber.
They're your voters. How many of the people who didn't vote for you came up to you and said, man, I think you got robbed? Nobody, man. Zero. And I stand by that. It's just a guess, but I stand by it. Because a lot of people are saying, those that voted for Tammy Baldwin really don't like Eric Hovde. That's what I heard. It's all written on the stall in the bathroom. Let's hear a little bit more from Eric Hovde. Cut number two, please, Jess.
I didn't really want to dig too hard into it and get into all the details because I was trying to process it. I was reviewing with attorneys. And then the holidays were coming upon me, and if I started speaking out, the reality of it is the press would have just called me an election denier, even though you would think they would be the first ones to wanted to dig in and really look at the election and whether it was waged fairly.
Whether it was waged fairly. Listen, you mentioned the Milwaukee drops again. That is, as Jess mentioned, the process here. It could have been changed by the Republicans in the state house. They chose not to. We couldn't. They can't start counting those absentee ballots early, right? So, yeah, it happens. It happens all the time. It happens in every election. It will continue to happen in the future unless there's some legislative change to my understanding. Now, if you were aware of elections in the state of Wisconsin and actually, participate a little more than perhaps you have out in California, maybe you would know that. This is a thing. People know this if you're from Wisconsin, if you pay attention in Wisconsin. It's not a 4 a.m. dump. It's by the time they got everything calculated and tabulated and cross-checked and verified, then they put it in.
Right. It's not like they're entering every vote as it comes in. That's not how it works.
They won't let. And it could. We could change it. Perhaps, Hovde, you should inquire to your GOP comrades here in the state of Wisconsin and have them change it if that upsets you so. But they don't want. I think they don't want to change it because then you lose this narrative. You lose this conversation. Oh, it's a 4 a.m. dump.
It's the Milwaukee dump.
Yeah, Milwaukee, all those Milwaukees. Oh, let's think about. Well, Milwaukee primarily votes. Historically votes for Dems.
Yeah, and then, pretty overwhelmingly.
And then the absentee early, whatever the absentee ballots. Well, those are also primarily because what has the history been at least in the last 10 or 20 years? Donald Trump. Oh, we can't have those early voters. You can't have absentee voters. You got to go and do it day of. So a lot of those folks are also going to be Dems. So you have like a double statistic on people in Milwaukee who are going to be Dems, and those that generally vote absentee are going to be Dems, at least in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to have a huge percentage of that. That's not shocking, Eric Hovde. That's not a ballot dump. That's just counting the votes, and you lost. Just like that mustache, you lost. Let's hear... Let's hear about Baldwin's evil. Evil? Did he say evil? I haven't heard it yet.
No, I gave you just a little synopsis.
Right. A little editorializing from Jess on this one. Let's hear number three from Eric Hovde, please.
Well, a lot has come out since then. We've learned a lot, like how Senator Baldwin's campaign, who they paid to put this America First candidate, this fraud candidate to siphon votes away from me. how her campaign received money from Act Blue and these high frequency
fundraising
donors
site,
that may
friend.
Not be legitimate, or things that actually unfolded that day with absentee ballots and same day voter. Because Wisconsin's one of only six states in the country that allows same day
voter registration. And that's wrong somehow?
And, you know, precincts, which I mentioned before, that voted 150, 200, one, I think, even 250% of registered voters in Milwaukee.
No, wrong. I mean, so he's blaming this America First fraud candidate. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I think that guy was basically saying, dude, move along. You know what I mean? Get over it. So, yeah, if some guy came in and siphoned some votes away, I mean, yeah, that happens. It's not uncommon. I believe it was Kanye West tried to get in on the ballot here last time around in 2020. And his attorneys came in just a little bit late. Mm-hmm. They didn't get the filing done on time. So, but what was that? Of course, that was an attempt by the Republicans and by Trump and those folks to siphon black votes out of Milwaukee against that may have gone otherwise to Joe Biden. So that's that kind of thing. And I, you know, whatever. I'm not a fan of it. But if that's how the game is played, it's a game. That's what it is. At the end of the day, you lost. It's not the ballot dumps. It wasn't the other candidate who, you know, pulled off 20 some thousand votes of the America First. It wasn't 250% of people voting in a district. It wasn't same day registration. That's not any of those things. What really happened is that you ran a crappy campaign. You didn't even mention the state of Wisconsin in your inaugural advertisement saying you were going to run for the Senate. Didn't even mention the state of Wisconsin, dude. Not once. There are lots of reasons that I would throw out there as to why Eric Hovde lost, but I think we have one more from the mustache man. Let's hear the new plan.
So I am going to start doing some videos talking about this because we've got to have elections that are fair and ethical in this state. The last thing we want is erode people's confidence in our election process. Fair and ethical elections are central to a democracy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And what is unethical about same-day registration? What is unethical about Milwaukee City and Milwaukee County being able to count their ballots? What's unethical about that?
It doesn't benefit him.
Well, only if it votes for him, then it's good. Otherwise, it's unethical.
I'm glad that you're understanding
it.
And
what is it about? What is it about your losing and Republicans losing some of these elections? And again, Trump won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not challenging that election. It's that just work? His.
How could it possibly
How could it possibly have come out this way?
There are split ticket elections. This is one of them. Another example. And I think that just goes to show how terrible of a candidate you were, man. I mean, Trump won Wisconsin again, and he still got beat by Tammy Baldwin. I like Tammy a lot. We'll hear from Tammy a little bit later today. I think she does a fine job. I'm a supporter. I voted for Tammy over you. But that doesn't mean that the system is rigged. And what really erodes people's confidence in our voting system and our elections in the state of Wisconsin and nationally are people like you, Eric Hovde, who are sore losers, can't point to any specific fact, proven fraud, anything other than same-day registration and those 4 a.m. ballot dumps from Milwaukee. Again, the GOP could change it. They chose not to. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. Come back and join us, 855-752-4842. More coming up from the state of Wisconsin. Will Justice Protasiewicz recuse from Act 10? I don't think so.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a part 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civica. Just PS working hard on the board. So you folks texting in, can't get to them all. Cam, damn, man. He's a busy, busy guy.
Let's send us a summary, man.
Right. Cliff notes. Eric Hovde, the former Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate, out on the X, raising hell against the absentee ballots and all that. The Journal Sentinel had a write-up about this. I want to just kind of reiterate some of the facts as they have described them here. Because I think it is important. Hovde lost his race to Baldwin by more than 29,000 votes, a little less than 1%. He did not concede the race until nearly 2 weeks later. And he decided against going through with a contentious recount. Well, why?
I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, why? And now we are. Today's February 12th. This was yesterday. It came out on the X, and now he's raising these same concerns. Talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. Let's remember that he was within the margin to request a recount.
Yeah, but he had to pay for it.
But he would have had to pay for it, which let's also remember he had the means to do.
He has the means
to order a recount. Absolutely.
What? Why?
So why not?
Well, because then you'd put it to bed and you couldn't come out now. The same reason why the Republicans won't allow for early counting of those absentee ballots. We played some of the sounds, so we'll skip over the reporting. The Milwaukee Election Commission said at the time of the votes that it unequivocally refutes Eric Hovde's baseless claims regarding the integrity of our election process, as the Journal Sentinel points out. Under Wisconsin law, and those are made by legislators, Mr. Eric Hovde, legislators, and they can make the laws, and if they get enough people to back them up, then it'll pass the legislature, and it'll go on to the governor, and they could sign a law. You ever watch the cartoon for your kids, how a bill becomes a law? Hovde, that's kind of how it works.
Need here. A little Schoolhouse Rock.
Right. Yeah. I was always mad when Schoolhouse Rock came. I was like, come on, give me some Bugs Bunny. But
interrupting your cartoons.
That's how it works, man. And the GOP had an option to do that. They could have changed that, and they chose not to. So under Wisconsin law, under the current law that the GOP has, and they could change, I'm sure, Governor Evers would sign. Under the current law, absentee ballots cannot be processed before 7 a.m. on election day. Mr. Hovde, let me repeat that because maybe it's hard to understand without the mustache. Under Wisconsin law, absentee ballots cannot be processed before 7 a.m. election day. As the Journal Sentinel points out, the Republican-controlled state Senate last year did not take up legislation that would have made it possible for clerks to start processing absentee ballots the day before the election and therefore finish counting all the votes earlier on election day. And I think that came the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate here in the state of Wisconsin, did not take that up. I think it passed out of the assembly. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. That's why. And they didn't take it up. And why? Why? So what? So we can't have this argument next time around. Eric Hovde could have done a recount out of his pocket, but he wanted to hold this in his pocket so he could challenge the election integrity because you lost. Now, Hovde has not disputed Trump's victory, as mentioned. And Hovde said that the Milwaukee absentee ballots called them that pushed Baldwin to victory, called them pretty improbable. Pretty improbable. But he earlier said he didn't want to dig too hard into it and get all the details because I was trying to process it. I was reviewing with attorneys.
And then it was the holidays, and I didn't want to ruin Christmas.
I mean, right. I totally would have done that, but, you know, I had to go to California for the holidays because it's warmer over there. Although I'm from Wisconsin, I really love California. As mentioned, Hovde was complaining about the America First candidate, Thomas Leager, L-E-A-G-E-R, a far-right gun rights advocate who garnered more than 28,000 votes as another factor in his loss. Wait, hang on now. Earlier this article, it says he lost by 29,000 votes. So even if every single one of those 28,000 votes that went to the America First candidate went to you, Hovde, you still would have lost.
That's the math I have, too.
Is it? Yeah. 28,000 is less than 29,000.
Last I checked.
I mean,
may have changed.
Oh, we need Schoolhouse.
Everything's changing.
We need Schoolhouse
so
Rock again. We got to do it slowly for Hovde here. Democrat Party Wisconsin spokesman Joe Oslin responded to a video in a statement saying Eric Hovde lost fair and square. It's time for him to move on. It's time for you to move on.
The mustache has. You should go with it.
Right. Several Republicans after the election floated Hovde as a potential Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate in 2026, but Hovde's initial refusal to concede the race as well as his subsequent claims of fraud have damaged his relationship with the state party.
My, oh my.
Do you think that got any better yesterday? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joe from Madison, you're up. Happy days, Joe. Welcome. What do you got for us?
The holidays? What, 7 weeks from when he lost to when the holidays are? This is a rich, wealthy man. What was he up gift wrapping? And it was just so arduous that he couldn't get it done. You know, he had to go, cut a tree in California, and that was difficult.
He had so much time to spend with family.
Oh, that was the most pathetic. I do think the other one is most pathetic is, you know, all those votes appeared in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Work an election. And notice the fact that people in Milwaukee who are working probably are not thrilled about having to stay up till 4 in the morning. They probably would prefer to get it done, you know that the votes are counted, the absentees are counted during the day. But you can't. If you're working the polls, you have to tend to the people who are right there. And if they're absentee ballots, they have to wait until the polls are closed because you have to deal with the people who are right in front of you. Mm-hmm. As somebody who's worked the polls, I can tell you that's the deal. Go work the polls sometime. You know, try to figure that out. I would say that one reason why Mr. Hovde had a bad time, and I really was appalled at this, was remember the farm bill? He was asked about the farm bill.
Yes.
And what he would support. He said, I'm not even going to look it up unless I get elected. Well, you know, I thought, God, what were the things within the farm bill? And I'm looking here, I just Googled it real quick, and there was an item at first that indicated the key provisions. And then the second item on Google is the 2024 farm bill compared with current law. So you could have the comparison within, 30 seconds. You could look this up.
If he cared and was prepared and actually wanted to govern for the state of Wisconsin. Thank you for the call, Joe. Got a break coming up here. Once again, when Eric Hovde rolled out his campaign video to announce his candidacy, he didn't even say the word Wisconsin. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls coming up.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state visiting Head Start childcare providers. Melissa Kay has the story.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner.
We worked in a bipartisan way. Hopefully, child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy.
Evers is announcing his 2025-27 executive budget next week. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothée Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, continuing into Saturday afternoon. Accumulations of 4 to 7 inches, winter weather advisories in effect. Right now, it's 13.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pay for the person behind you. Give a compliment. Random acts of kindness on the next NWSCO weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Why doing good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
suits, Gucci gloves, Chelsea boots. All my demons are cocaine fueled electrical. Sugar tooth, caramel, silky smooth. Diving into class Azul swimming pools.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Diving into class Azul swimming pools. Love you some tequila. Thank you, Jess, for playing me a little Struts.
You're
welcome. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. That class Azul is really good. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh man, it's like a little vanilla taste to it. It's
tequila?
It's really good.
I do like tequila.
It's really good. I'm gonna have to get some of that tonight.
Mm.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Kind of wrapping up the conversation, Eric Hovde, the former Wisconsin senatorial candidate, lost to Tammy Baldwin. We'll hear some sound from her later on, lamenting his loss. You know, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. But why? He could have, as mentioned, he could have had a recount. State Senate could have changed the rules of the laws on how absentee ballots and when they're counted, but they declined to do so. So why keep this alive? Why keep the conspiracy alive? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a text line to Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. I think Eric could use a lobotomy. Put him in a room with Chucky Franklin. You know, I don't know about that, Tyler, but I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How did Trump win? Larry from Deerfield asks. I know Trump Baldwin voters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Drew from Watertown says, about this, keeping this story alive. You know, a lot of people told me.
A lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Some people are saying, and when they write to me and they talk to me and they email
letters,
me.
Dom.
And they draw little crayon, you know, colors for me and markers.
Someone wrote me a song about it.
And a chalkboard and all the different ways they communicated with me that I got robbed. You got robbed, man. And he doesn't have his mustache anymore, folks. That's the other thing. I know that's actually the news. It is strange.
You know, as much as I didn't like the mustache, I have to say, seeing him without it, his face looks really flat.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm not a mustache guy. No. No, it's odd looking. I'm just saying. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Richland Center points out, and yeah, thank you, Ben. I agree with you. Why keep the conspiracy alive, question mark? Well, in his case, why not?
Right. Sure. I mean, why not further erode trust in elections? Yeah. I mean, I'm only saying that we need to have trust in elections.
Cam points out, I get it now. The mustache was DEI and was let go. It's the worst, says Scott from Shorewood. Oh, yeah. 855-752-4842. We will move on. Let's take one more call on this topic. Our pal CJ. Hey, dude, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. You know how much outside money was brought in for both Hovde and Baldwin?
Tens of millions of dollars, yes. Lots of money.
Yep. This election was bought because Baldwin brought in $20 million. And, you know, from all the Democrats, all the callers, all your hosts, I hear you complain about money in politics, but the Democrats are better at it. They are better at spending people's money across state lines.
Well, I guess there's a couple of ways to look at it. I looked at... Yeah, hang on. Let me just. My understanding: Baldwin raised about $52 million, and Hovde raised about 30. Call it, but that doesn't, of course, as you mentioned, include that the outside money. And Baldwin won that. Listen, man, you're not gonna argue with me about money in politics. But if you're concerned, number one, is any dime that Hovde spent, being from California, could be considered outside money. But what about the $250 million Elon spent on the Trump campaign, dude?
Well, Bill Anderson was funded.
I want you to answer me about Elon, dude. That's unprecedented. What about that situation, please?
What about Elon? I think it's absolutely spectacular what he's doing.
So you're happy that he spent that, put that money into Trump's campaign. You think that's okay and acceptable. But you're concerned about the money Tammy Baldwin raised. How explain that to me, dude. That makes zero sense.
No, I'm actually agreeing with you guys about money and politics.
Excellent. Let's talk about that. I appreciate that. Let's talk about that for a moment. How, if we both agree, if I don't want to speak for you, so I'm gonna make a statement. I want you to tell me if you agree with me or not. We need to reform campaign finance in this country, and I think we need to repeal or amend the Constitution to repeal Citizens United. Do you agree that corporations are not people and money is not speech?
No, I don't. I think your owner is a corporation. He files his taxes, and he's a business owner. He's an LLC, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. So, no. What does that got to do with Citizens United, that money is speech? That money is speech and corporations are people. Do you agree with that premise? You said you do not agree with that, right?
I agree with what they're doing right now.
I don't know.
Your business.
No, see, that you're not. Thanks for trying, CJ.
CJ.
I think you're there, man. I think there's a lot of Republicans and probably a lot of MAGAs. And I think as we go along and things maybe don't turn out the way that you want them to, that maybe, you know, you were hoodwinked a little bit with this guy. We'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, he's only a couple weeks in, but inflation hasn't gone down. We're still got a war going on in Ukraine. And as far as I understand from the statistics that I've seen, I guess it's been a few days now, he's behind the deportation rates of both Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So those are like the big things I recall you guys talking about. Now, he said he's going to do it on day one. Granted, he's not going to do it on day one. I'll give the month of January, whatever statistics come out of the month of January, I'll put that on the last administration. But you own February, man. Because you know what? Right now, and you like what they're doing, they're firing people, right?
Well, a lot.
That's impacting. And people are taking buyouts. In my understanding, the judge allowed the buyout to go through. And I hope, you know, I hope Congress, or I don't know how they're going to allocate the funds and guarantee that that's going to happen. But whatever. Okay. They'll let those things go through. But either way, there's lots of people that are leaving the workforce or changing jobs, whatever the case may be. That's going to have a direct a notable impact on the unemployment rate, right? I would think. So I think starting the month of February, that's the Trump administration, man. Trump owns that. They didn't have to fire those people, right? They could do different things. They chose not to. They chose to go the course that they are going. Donald Trump owns February. So whatever the statistics on inflation, unemployment, GDP, the impacts on the market from the tariffs and the uncertainty, starting February 1, as far as I'm concerned, that is all on this administration.
For sure. And I've even seen today Trump admitting, yeah, prices are probably going to go up because of tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, duh.
It's going to be great later, though. Yeah. I mean, it's like
just in 2 weeks, Tom. In 2 weeks.
In two more weeks. Given the guy's a known fraudster, yes, a known convicted fraudster.
Correct. Convicted felon fraudster, yep.
I mean, come on, man. The guy was, right? He couldn't even own charities anymore. that's on him. And you folks voted for him, and we'll have to, you know, we got to deal with those circumstances. But I'm trying to just give an honest assessment of where the blame / credit will lie. And I think, you know, February 1 is reasonable, especially given the firings and the layoffs and whatever the case may be. So that's where we start. Back to CJ's point, agreeing with us, right? Hardcore MAGA and liberal Dom, I guess they call me now. Yeah, man, money in politics is a bad thing. And I don't like Elon Musk giving Donald Trump $200 million. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So, and as a government by the people and for the people, we have the ability to change that if we agree, CJ. Well, that means we're going to have to get, you know, legislators, congressmen, congresswomen, senators and whatnot to elected to office that will agree with us on it and change it. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of Republicans and even a big chunk of Dems that want to change that. And I think that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps as we continue on and we see the repercussions of, you know, billionaire government for billionaires. And I'm not clear that, and I just take a cursory look at history. You know, you look at all the, you know, busting the unions and the robber barons and all this, how things have ebbed and flowed over the course of time. You know, the rich and powerful have always had an upper hand, period. I'm straight up. Now, how much of that, you know, can be remedied or at least balanced off by, you know, the many over the money, as we like to say, it depends on the many who are engaged and informed and agree, CJ. You and I agree on this topic, man. We should push our legislatures. You, man, call your Republican folks up. Get a hold of Elon Musk, man. Hey, Elon, what do you think about not spending that kind of money on elections? You think he'd go for that? I mean, I don't know, man. You think the Republicans are going to go for that? I don't know. But if you think that way, CJ, I would encourage you. Man, I will join arms with you if you want to walk down the street, go up to the Capitol and demand that Republicans and Democrats unite in getting the money out of politics, CJ, and we'll go have drinks afterwards and we'll have a great time. You know, we've done that before. So let's agree on what we can agree on, man. If that's what you're down with, I'm down with it. We can go forward with that. Let's put that on our platform. Let's get Mike Johnson to do it, right? Hakeem Jeffries. Is he down? Right? Who's up in the Senate, man? Let's make this happen. I'm just concerned that because of the way it is, and everyone loves money, everybody needs money. That's why they call it money. 855-752-4842. Let's get one more caller in here. Ben from Verona, you're next. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us? Hello, Ben.
Hey, say, I was just thinking, I read today on your subject of money and politics, and then when certain individuals get a chance to pay back in full times to the donors, for example, the Tesla Corporation getting $400 million bid for federal vehicles?
Yeah, I haven't dug into that, Ben. I saw some headlines that it happened, then I see some headlines that it didn't, and I'm just going to let that I'm just going to let that one kind of settle out there for a little bit before I dive into it. But certainly having that access, fair, having something like that, that would be very concerning, no doubt about it.
Yes, yes, yes. So they get their money back in full times too.
Yeah. Well, think about this one, Ben. When the last time they pushed through this, as they're negotiating right now, this budget and this extension of the Trump tax cuts from last time, when they changed how the pass-through corporations were taxed, Ron Johnson specifically pushed that one, and he came on the show and told us he was very proud of that. Hey, you know, told Trump, I want to change this for the S-Corps and the LLCs and change how it's taxed. And he did that. He did that. And then his major donors, the Ulines, got a tax break of like $200 some million. It was an outrageous amount. And he spent, like, I think they gave him like $20 million. Again, I'm going off the top of my head. You can Google it. But essentially, I remember the numbers being about a 10% finder's fee. Senator Johnson saved his donors like $200 million, and they gave him 20 back for his campaign. Straight up, man. It's almost a perfect 10% finder's fee / commission. What do you think about that, Ben?
It's insanity, though.
Oh, man. And thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you got a heartbreak coming up here. I would encourage, especially as we see how this goes down, because, and we'll get into it in the next hour. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. A lot of these red states are all of a sudden pushing back against DOGE and these cuts because they're going to impact Alabama, for example, Kentucky. There's a few others that are like, well, let's take this one out, take that one out, take that one out. Yeah, no doubt. Folks are going to start to be really, really be impacted by this. It's going to impact red states and blue states. And maybe perhaps in our mutual misery, we can finally agree that, oh, my God, regardless of what you think about the politics, money has got to get out of the politics. We, the people, need to control that, siphon that off, bring it in. If it's got to be publicly financed, I don't give a damn. We're spending way too much money on this, and there's way too much influence from the billionaires. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Tell me how I'm trying. Now I'm out. Oh, I'm
out. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Going to move along to some other topics here, but I want to get a couple of the texters. You're so prolific out there. We do appreciate it. But you can also call, talk to me on the lines, just like CJ, 855-752-4842. Uncle Tony pipes in from WMDX. Nice to finally have Republicans like CJ on board with campaign finance reform and other things Dems have been calling for over a decade. Now he should call his state and federal representatives to change it like we do.
Here.
I mean, seriously, we can agree on that, right?
Right.
Oh, man. It's something we can, what is the least common factor? Not denominator. Least common factor. Least common. I think there's a difference between least common factor and least common denominator. But I digress. It's at least one of the minimal things we can agree on. Let's call it.
Yes, we can even agree on what to call that.
855-752-4842. There's some other land. Come on. I'm not going to read the out loud insult to CJ.
Nah.
But it stands for circle something, according to Len. We're not going to say that. Thank you for playing. Listen, when we finally agree, we should stop insulting the guy, at least for a minute.
for a minute.
For a minute. When we get a break. And perhaps they'll, you know, stop calling us the lib this or the that that. 855-752-4842. Eric Covey lost to Tammy Baldwin.
Indeed.
Tammy Baldwin is our senator.
Thank goodness.
And Tammy Baldwin, doing her job as a senator today, said she was concerned about the education secretary nominee Linda McMahon's commitment to handling sexual assault claims on school campuses, referencing a lawsuit against the former World Wrestling Entertainment executive, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, we have some sound of this question.
Yeah, so this is a question and answer from Ms. Mang's, her confirmation hearing. Let's take a listen.
Let's hear Baldwin.
Mrs. McMahon, you have been named in a lawsuit.
which alleges that you and your husband allowed for systemic and pervasive abuse of underage children to persist in your business for years. It is an ongoing lawsuit, and it alleges that you rehired a known sexual predator, and you felt it was sufficient to simply direct him to steer clear of children. If confirmed, you will be responsible with overseeing the Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, charged with ensuring equal access to education through vigorous enforcement of civil rights laws. I am so concerned about whether sexual assault survivors on campus can trust you to support them.
Thank you, Senator. They certainly can trust me to support them. I have a granddaughter that is now in college. I have two grandsons who are in college. And I have a deep commitment of understanding of how I would feel if any of them were involved in sexual harassment or accused of sexual harassment. You have my absolute commitment that I will uphold and protect those investigations to make sure that those students are treated fairly on both sides.
I mean, we're not talking about sexual harassment, number one. This isn't, you know, the boss slapping the secretary on the ass. We're talking about sexual abuse. As the Journal Sentinel points out, an October lawsuit against McMahon and her husband Vince that alleges WWE leaders failed to act on allegations of an employee of the organization sexually abused children who worked as quote-unquote ring boys during the wrestling matches. Sexual abuse of children is not sexual harassment. Are you freaking kidding me? The suit was filed on behalf of several ring boys who said they were abused by a man who was a ringside announcer for the WWE in the 80s, and that person died in 2012. It alleges the McMahons fired the man, but then later rehired him. Sexual harassment. I mean, it's an insult to the question. It's an insult to the situation. It's not an answer. Or this person who's going to be the head of the Department of Education doesn't understand the difference between sexual harassment and sexual abuse.
Not to mention, she's also both sidesing this. Very fine people. Both sides. Mm. I have a personal connection to this. I have grandchildren. Okay?
Great. You procreated and they had kids. 855-752-4842. Thank you, Senator Baldwin, for asking the question. Linda McMahon, damn. Mark from the SAC, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm afraid that the people we're up against, as I said before, these people are opposed to the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract, that we're all in the society together. We're not living under Ayn Rand's America, but John Galton, whatever Rourke's first name was. Those two guys were a couple of freaks. I think Rourke was actually a murderer. I mean, Ayn Rand's hero was William Hickman, who you know, kidnapped a girl and chopped her up. I mean, that's just, and his theory was, what's good for me is right. Well, what's good for us is what's good for my fellow man. I mean, and that's how, or woman, as the case may be. But it's just ridiculous that we're going to run ruckshod over everybody, not send out food that's sitting in warehouses now. It's going to rot, and Trump, just to be mean, Trump is going to keep in the warehouses, not feed, give it to the poor, no matter where they are.
Yeah, it seems. Thank you for the call, Mark. You know, the whole social contract thing. Again, these are things I think are lost over time in the recognition that, yeah, we are at the end of the day. And I'm a big individual, as you folks know, man. Individual rights, all that kind of individual sovereignty. But we didn't just all fall off the coconut tree. You know what I'm saying? We as much as we want to not be, perhaps, and some of my libertarian friends might be out there saying that, we are connected. We are. Whether you want to be or not, we just are. We're all flying through the space in this rock together, like it or not. I don't know. Musk can go to Mars if he wants. Hey, folks, come back with us. 855-752-4842. Lots going on the national scene. We're going to get to that next. Stick around.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Earl Ingram.
It's the Earl Ingram Show. Hope you're staying warm. I'm excited to have my good friend Sandy Williams here to discuss today's news.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Get ready, as winter is heating up at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake with an electrifying lineup of live music. Arkansas brings high-energy bluegrass with a twist on February 21st. The Sweet Lilies deliver their signature soulful harmonies on February 28th with special guests Adrian and Meredith playing folk punk fun. Soul blues rock powerhouse Jesse Roper comes in with a bang on March 1st. Tickets are selling fast. Grab yours now at ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Thrasher Opera House, a cool little historic venue in downtown Green Lake.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the U.S. will impose reciprocal tariffs on its trade partners. President Trump says each country will be looked at, and those with the highest duties on U.S. goods will have tariffs imposed first. The president hosting India's prime minister this afternoon at the White House, both talking trade.
They're going to be purchasing a lot of our oil and gas. We have more oil and gas than any other country in the world by far, and they need it, and we have it.
Earlier, the president participated in the swearing-in ceremony of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after the Senate confirmed his nomination to lead Health and Human Services. A strong storm targeting the West Coast. Authorities near Portland, Oregon say whiteout conditions led to a 100-vehicle pileup today. In Southern California, flooding is the threat for burn-scarred areas devastated by wildfires last month. A kayaker in Chile has survived after a whale briefly swallowed him, he says, in the Strait of Magellan. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hay.